Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Jeffrey Epstein associate found guilty.
Today, justice has been done.
A COVID explosion ahead of New Year's.
Our numbers are rising.
Biden and Putin talk about Ukraine.
A, quote, moment of crisis.
Good morning, I'm Peter King in Orlando with a CBS World News Roundup. Ghislaine Maxwell could go to prison for the rest of her life after her conviction on 5 of 6 counts for sex trafficking. The woman known as Jeffrey Epstein's close associate and sometimes girlfriend was accused of procuring underage girls for Epstein. CBS's Jerika Duncan is in New York.
Ghislaine Maxwell sat in her chair with little emotion, only pouring herself a glass of water as the judge read the verdict, guilty on all but one count. After some 40 hours of deliberations, the jury convicted Maxwell on 5 charges, including sex trafficking a minor for Jeffrey Epstein and 3 counts of conspiracy related to his sex abuse ring. Maxwell was found not guilty on account of enticement. During the month-long trial, 4 accusers described in graphic detail Maxwell's role in sex trafficking girls for Jeffrey Epstein. One victim, Carolyn, said that at 14 years old, she was paid hundreds of dollars to visit Epstein several times a week and to perform sexualized massages from 2001 to 2004.
This is a great day for the justice system.
Attorney David Boies represents Farmer and several other survivors.
Everybody failed them, except themselves. They stood up for themselves. And they wouldn't be silenced.
On the CBS COVID watch, states are shattering daily case records. And the CDC says the country has done the same, with a 7-day average of more than 277,000 cases per day. This Los Angeles man says he's pretty much staying at home.
I didn't go anywhere. I don't really eat out because this is serious.
University of Minnesota infectious disease specialist Dr. Michael Osterholm.
We are going to see a viral blizzard over the next 5 to 8 weeks in this country. We're already beginning to see these very large numbers are going to increase substantially. The real question we have is how many of those will then actually become severe illnesses requiring hospitalizations and even deaths? And that's the challenge we're at right now. We don't understand that.
And for the second straight year, many New Year's celebrations are curtailed or canceled. Here's CBS's Nikki Batiste.
Happy New Year!
As cities prep for New Year's Eve celebrations, Dr. Fauci joined other experts Wednesday urging people to skip out on large gatherings this year.
What I would suggest people do not do is to go to very large 50 to 60 person parties where people are blowing whistles and all that sort of thing.
Atlanta's 32-year tradition, the Peach Drop, has been canceled again. San Francisco also scrapped plans for their fireworks show.
The holiday week nightmare continues for flyers, with more than 1,000 U.S. flights already canceled this morning. FlightAware.com says Seattle's SeaTac Airport has the most. COVID trouble has been compounded by an unusual winter storm in the Pacific Northwest. Nick Napoli was trying to fly from Seattle to Denver. Now he's just given up.
My family had been waiting in airports for 3 days straight, and we just decided to cut our losses.
Heavy weather has been hitting central Alabama and northwest Georgia this morning. Tornado warnings overnight in Alabama. High winds causing significant damage in Winfield, northwest of Birmingham. This is Mayor Randy Price.
We've got about 3 or 4 businesses right here that's lost a roof, and we got a building down here that's got an antique mall that the city owns. The west wall blew out on it, but the roof was still intact, but the west wall blew out. So we're going to have to assess that.
President Biden and Russian leader Vladimir Putin are scheduled to talk this afternoon. CBS's Jan Crawford says it's not expected to be a Happy New Year call, but rather a chat dealing with Ukraine.
The White House says it doesn't know why President Putin requested the call, but it thinks it's important for President Biden to engage with him one-on-one, especially when there are now upwards of 100,000 Russian troops gathered along the Ukrainian border.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A traffic stop may have also stopped a plot against the White House. More from CBS's Monica Ricks.
A California man's been arrested in Iowa after reportedly telling police he was on his way to the White House to kill persons in power. Investigators pulled him over for driving erratically and say that's when they found a stash of weapons. The man had an assault rifle, ammo, and body armor. He also had a hit list compiled from TikTok videos, including politicians, public figures, and former presidents Obama and Clinton.
In Texas, police say they're looking for a 14-year-old boy who shot and killed three teenagers at a convenience store. It happened in Garland near Dallas. Lieutenant Pedro Bano.
He could be here in town. He could be in a surrounding city. We don't have his exact known whereabouts, but somebody does, and we need their help.
Another 14-year-old was picked up as a person of interest. The boy's father is accused of driving the getaway car. He turned himself in earlier this week. Some big changes are coming for California's Medicaid and medical health program recipients. CBS's Steve Futterman is in Los Angeles.
The changes take effect on January 1st. The federal government has approved the plan, which will allow, among other things, federal Medicaid money to be spent on housing-related services. This could have a major impact as California deals with enormous issues involving the homeless. Services will also, for the first time, include substance abuse treatment.
A tiger attack in southwest Florida. It happened at the Naples Zoo, where officials say a cleaning crew worker entered an unauthorized area. WINK-TV reporter Amanda Porter.
Preliminary stages of the investigation revealed that the worker may have been petting or trying to feed the tiger. The tiger grabbed the man's arm and pulled him into the enclosure. The first deputy on scene kicked the enclosure and tried to get the tiger to release the man's arm. That didn't stop the attack, though, so the deputy had to shoot the tiger.
Zoo officials say the cleaning company is supposed to take care of restrooms in the gift shop, not animal habitats. The remains of Archbishop Desmond Tutu are lying in state in Cape Town, South Africa. The first of 2 days of tributes there. These mourners among those paying their respects.
He was a man of great faith, a person that we admired greatly.
We will just remember him for his love and his power and his outspokenness between right and wrong.
Memorial services are also planned for Johannesburg and Pretoria.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We look back at some of the actresses who took their final bows this year.
Cloris Leachman sure made an entrance in Young Frankenstein.
I am Frau Blücher.
We lost her this year, along with fellow Oscar winner Olympia Dukakis.
Do you love him, Loretta?
Goodbye also to Cicely Tyson, who broke ground for actresses of color.
I chose to use my career as my platform.
Fans remember Jane Withers, one of the last child stars of the 1930s.
There ain't any Santa Claus.
Jane Powell sang and danced in a moviegoer's hearts.
Wonderful, wonderful day.
They live on video. Matt Piper, CBS News.
One of the last living members of the All Black Buffalo Soldiers has died in the Tampa Bay area. Steve Lewis was assigned to the regiment in 1943, a year before it was deactivated. He was 99. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday, December 30th, 2021. Peter King, CBS News.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.